A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October the 3rd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the economy.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Studio 7 Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the economy and, of course, the World Bank and IMF spring meetings.
The annual and spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank group each year bring together central bankers, ministers of finance and development, private sector executives, civil society, and academics to discuss issues of global concern, including the world economic outlook, global financial stability, poverty eradication, jobs and growth, economic development, and aid effectiveness.
The 2016 annual meetings of the boards of governors of the IMF and the World Bank Group are being held from today until October the 9th. The board of governors for each institution consists of one governor from each of the institution's member countries. Typically, the finance minister in Zimbabwe's case, that is Honorable Patrick Chinamasa, and also central bank governor, that is Dr. John Mangujga, or in some countries, ministers of development. Zimbabwe, which is arrears to both the IMF and the World Bank, cannot expect much from these meetings. The cash-strapped government is set to introduce bond notes, which is a clear sign that the economic crisis is worsening, Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalo
foi tostai. Onguka Gibbs nasi tira utisingi tuchitaura nemi va tereri nema mirra kaita zvinhu. Munyaya dzezveupfumi muri kuona sei mamiriro akaita zvinhu dzingava dziri nyaya dzemabasa chirongwa chida kuparurwa nehurumende chekuparura mari itsva yemabond notes iwo mwedzi unoyu munozoonawo sei uye tirava tinge tichitaura nezvemisangano iri kuitwa kuno kuamerica muwashington dc matiri panyaya yemisangano yepagore inoitwa iyo neIMF neWorld Bank nevakurukota uye magavana emabhengi akasiyana-siyana pasi rose. Gibbs,
I think we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Tenai Bidi, who is the president of the People's Democratic Party. Mr. Bidi, good evening and welcome to the program.
Gibbs,
how are you doing? No, bye.
They're good, thank you.
Excellent. And we can't forget that you're once the Minister of Finance. So welcome to our program today.
Thank you, Gibbs.
That's a good point.
Now, Mr. Bitty, before we move to these annual spring meetings, let's start by talking about the state of the economy in Zimbabwe in general. Are things getting any better or the crisis is worsening?
Well, the crisis is worsening. We are in a deep recession that is fast tracking itself to an economic depression. Since 2012, the economy has been on a downward spiral. characterized by a decline in output. Our GDP this year is -3.8%. Last year it was -1.8%. Next year I estimate it to be around -5.2%. There's massive unemployment. 91% of our people are not in employment. And the president was keeping 3,000 youths that will be released on the unemployment market last week. Characterized by disinflation, characterized by stagflation, characterized by a massive social crisis which requires 4.1 million people to be fed. What makes me angry is that in the ZANU-PF manifesto of 2013, they promised to create 2.2 million jobs. They have in fact destroyed 3 million jobs between 2013 and now. And the short word is that they failed, and failed in absolute terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gibbs.
Now, what do you think is going to happen to Zimbabwe, you know, taking into account that Zimbabwe owes the IMF? So do you think that in the long term, Zimbabwe is going to get any kind of lines of credit?
It's never. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because you cannot take the international community for fools. Patrick Namasa almost succeeded. Exactly a year ago, on the 8th of October, 2015, Patrick Chinamasa went to the annual World Bank meetings. These are annual World Bank meetings. The spring ones are held in April. So these are annual World Bank meetings. So he went to the annual World Bank meetings exactly a year in Lima, Peru, last year, and persuaded every country except the United States of America that Zimbabwe needed to be supported on its re-engagement process or debt relief program. He promised reforms there. But of course, we know ZANU-PF. There are no reforms. There are no reformers in ZANU-PF. And in any event, you and I know that ZANU-PF will never reform itself out of power. Now, there are four or five things that needed to be done. The first thing that ZANU-PF needed to do was to live within its own means. I used to call it, you eat what you kill. Now, ZANU-PF is a government and a party that spends money as if money grows on trees. Right now, they are running a fiscal deficit that is almost close to 30% of GDP. They've issued treasury bills to finance recurrent expenditure that are in excess of $4 billion. You and I now know that which they were denying, that they were stealing money from the Reserve Bank. You and I now know that they are running an overdraft facility with the Reserve Bank that is in excess of over $1 billion. You and I know also that they've stolen people's export earnings and that they are running bubble accounts in Zimbabwe. If you have an account in Zimbabwe like myself, there's no money in the bank and we are busy using a credit cards and debit cards which are basically creating hot air because there's no money at the central bank. So that was the first reform. Live within your means. The second reform was, of course, repeal the Indigenization Empowerment Act. They can't do that. The third reform was deal with the ghost workers. When I was Minister of Finance, there were 233,000 employees. Now there are 550,000 employees, and over 200,000 of them are ghost workers. Eliminate ghost workers. Then finally, please deal with the state-owned enterprises. There are hundreds of parastatals that are milking the state. They can't do that. Then, of course, you've got the issue of diamond revenues and diamond. Please put a diamond act and account for diamond revenues. They were not able to do that. On the 7th of September, Chinamasa tried to do a small thing, that of trying to save $318 million by cutting the salaries of senior civil servants, by, of course, stopping bonus, which I don't agree with for reasons that I can explain later. But ZANU-PF came out blazing with all guns and bazookas on the 12th of September and refused. So which government in this world, which institution in this world will be made enough to support a government that is not capable of reform? Besides, they are beating up people. Itai Dzamara is gone. They've just banned the rallies and demos. There are hundreds of people that have been assaulted. So which government will support a government that cannot look after economics. It has no hygiene. And a government that is busy assaulting its citizens. So Chinamasa will come to Washington empty-handed. He'll come back to Zimbabwe empty-handed because of ZANU-PF. And ZANU-PF is to blame for the current suffering of our people.
Asi vabiti tiri kutarisa kuti banga guru renyika reReserve Bank riri kuti rida kuparura mabond notes kugadzirisa iro dambudziko remari ramambo bata bata iri zvinobatsira here
munoziva kunonzi kupenga munonzi kuputa nyaope kana kuti muchikachasu uri muzepete ndoo zvakafanana nenyaya yekuda kuti introducera mabond notes. Mabond notes is just the return of the Zimbabwean dollar by another name. But munhu wese muZimbabwe anoremember kuti takabatwa sei chibharo neZimbabwean dollar. Tese takaita matrillionaire nemaquintrillionaire mugore ra 2007 nema 2008, but hapana changa chiripo. The Zimbabwean dollar became an instrument of arbitrage. So vanhu vemuZimbabwe vari kuti bodo iko zvino kana dhora chairo netsvina kana $2 netsvina hausikuiwana nekuti munhu vemuZimbabwe haasi kutrusta kuti mari yake iri mubhengi ichazviiwana here. Ini ndirigweta hombe. Imwe nyaya ichanetsa inyaya yekuti icho chinonzi bond note chacho chii. Is it money or it's a bond note? Pa page 57 ye monetary policy statement yava mangundla yavakaverenga muna September yaiti bond note is a securitized instrument. Instrument yakafanana ne check, instrument yakafanana ne inonzi pachirungu negotiable instrument zvakafana ne treasury bill. Once governor vangoti bond inegotiable instrument, then raakukavwa nemutemo unonzi Public Finance Management Act. Public Finance Management Act section 54 inotaura kuti hurumende inogona kukwereta mari inonzi mabond. Mabond aya akafana nematreasury bills, but kana yakwereta hurumende inofanira kuenda kuparliament yokumbira kodzero, yokumbira permission from parliament, yozonoripota futi kuparliament in terms of section 300 kuti takwereta. Zvese izvi hazvisi kuitwa. So zvoreva kuti chikara chinonzi bond note hatisi kuziva kuti imari here, is it a currency kana kuti instrument. Izvozvo ndo zvinhu zvichatopinzwa mukoti nemaloya akawanda, asitombori inini because handisi kupindira nyaya idzodzidzi, and vachasotana makoti what is this creature. And kwandiri inini zvangu, if it crows like a duck and quacks like a duck, then it's a duck. And maonero angu ini imari, but kana iri mari, Reserve Bank Act yedu ine ma provisions anotaura nenyaya dzekuintroducer mari asiri kuongororwa ne Reserve Bank. So mukoma Blessing, mukoma Gibbs, chakachaya, we are not obeying, they are not obeying the laws of this country.
Gibbs,
I think we are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent economic commentator. Hey, Mr. Ngwenya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you so much. Can you tell us briefly about the state of the economy in Zimbabwe?
Well, look, Kendai put it, what I really don't want to, I don't want to bore listeners with statistics that they know already. Mm-hmm. Because an economy is something that you can see. It's not rocket science. I mean, you just spend around in town, you know, you see millions of young people going about doing nothing, you know, Marubishen, Elomshin, that in the snow car, they are doing nothing. The queues in the banks are getting longer. These are specific signals that don't even really need a first name, you know, an economist, you know, a university. What is more important is, what is it that you know, people like us and all this, what can we do about it? Because we've been talking about this since 2004. I think we are really running out of ways. I don't say that the state of the economy is zero because there are no jobs, people are not working, you know, the industry is closed. So really we are basically a retail market for South African companies. Okay, this is why when I was at a business conference last week, this is why some industrialists who are in business are saying that the SI of 60.
I think we've got a challenge there. But we're hearing what you're saying is that the economy is not in a good shape, you know. Uti ya kusese wangazanu ya hiyo pasu lukandaba kuna ngale ke Zimbabwe mungucho wake ubabungwenya. Uti akubona yu na uti akusela umnotho ongakhulula ngawo eblessing khona lezi baba.
But Mr. Biti, talking about the problems you listed, many issues there, the controversial Indigenous Act, for example, and other reforms that are not taking place. But the government itself, Mr. Biti, is saying all this is because of sanctions.
That's a tired joke which people don't laugh at. There are no sanctions against Zimbabwe. Sanctions are economic measures taken against a country, and they are normally done within the auspices of the UN Security Council. There is no UN resolution on sanctions against Zimbabwe. That is why we're able to trade with every country. As I said last week, if you go to London to a Tesco supermarket, you will see peas and flowers from Zimbabwe right now. If you go to a supermarket in the United States of America, Safeway, for instance, you will see Zimbabwean products. And if you look at our current account, our biggest trading partner is South Africa, followed by the United Kingdom, followed by the United States of America, followed by a few other African countries, including China. So we've got a trade account with every country in the world, including little Laos and little Cambodia. That means that we are trading with everyone. There are no sanctions. And so as far as I'm concerned, don't mistake travel bans, which are still being maintained by executive orders of America under ZIDERA, and call them sanctions. They are not. ZANU-PF have failed, and the biggest sanction on our country is ZANU-PF and its clueless government. That's the sanction that our people are suffering from.
All right, thank you, Mr. Biti. Please do stay on the line. Tine mterere ndo kutanga mkoma tafadzwa mnyaradzi. Makadi mkoma tafadzwa. Aiwa, tiripoti peo pfungwa dzenyu. Mkoma tafadzwa. Mkoma tafadzwa. Nari dzacho dzinenge dziri kuti netsei. Gibbs tinozoedza kuvafonera.
So let's get back to you, Mr. Tendai Biti. So we see that the government actually says these bond notes are not designed to be some kind of, you know, currency that will be used, you know, among the people. So is a question of that money or whatever you're going to call it being used for boosting exports. So give us some kind of logic there. Is there any kind of logic there?
Mint. On the 4th of May 2016, the government that it was introducing bond notes, and that these bond notes will be issued one for one with the Zimbabwean dollar. They also claimed that they had received a term sheet or a loan from the African Import-Export Bank of US $200 million. Now, any logical question, any logical person will ask the following question. If you have found US $200 million and you want to offer an incentive to our exporters, then why do you need to create the medium of this fake thing called the bond note? Why not just give the exporters the incentive anyway and credit the accounts of exporters with the US dollar that you have? So the unfortunate thing that we have right now is that, number one, we don't even know whether we have got the term sheet. We don't even know whether African Import and Export Bank has provided us that this loan. And you and I know that if this loan was there, then Minister Chinamasa would have been obliged to report to Parliament in terms of Section 300 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. He didn't do that. So we are well within our rights to say that the $200 million US dollar is not there. And then, secondly, if this bond note is not backed by anything, how can anyone wake up on the wrong side of the bed and simply decide to call a leaf or a piece of paper equivalent to US $1? You cannot take a leaf from my garden and simply call it equivalent to US $1. That is what they are doing, unless and until they can prove that the bond note is backed. Thirdly, what is the logic of giving export incentives. Zimbabwe's exports are inelastic. They've remained the same since 2009. They've remained the same since 2004, hovering around $2 billion, hovering around $3 billion a year. And our exports are the same. They are mainly commodities. Number one, tobacco, and then minerals like zimplats and so forth. So these commodities are going to be bought. The Chinese are going to buy our tobacco, whether there's an export incentive or not. Those who manufacture vehicles are going to buy our platinum, whether there's an incentive or not. Those who buy our gold are going to buy our gold, whether there is an incentive or not. So why give an incentive to commodities whose demand is inelastic? So the logic of government policy is found wanting. There is no wisdom at all in these policies. So the real reason, and that's why they are so desperate, the real reason is that they want to introduce the Zimbabwean dollar by another name. But they are well alive to the fact that if they do it blindly like that, people of Zimbabwe rejected the Zimbabwean dollar. Currency is as much an economic instrument as it is a reflection of the confidence of the people in their government, and in this case, the loss of confidence by people in their government. Currency as well is a relationship between your exports and your imports. Now, when you have got a current account which is 15% of GDP, and when you have got exports of less than $1 billion, you cannot introduce your currency. If you go to Zambia right now, the kwacha is on a downward slide because Zambian exports are on a slide because copper, the price of copper is slid. If you go to Nigeria right now, the naira is on a downward spiral. It's trending like Usain Bolt because the price of oil, their main export commodity, has collapsed. Now Zimbabwe, we've got nothing. So to even think of introducing a bond note is pure insanity, with great respect.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Biti, the central bank chief is saying there's art in his madness, because he's saying that if you are to just release that $200 million that he claims to have secured from the Afri-Exim Bank, people will simply hold the money, and some are even taking it outside the country.
Blessing. Not everyone is an exporter. Mm-hmm. Not everyone is an exporter. So this man is not going to be thrown in a stadium in Baba Fields where Dynamos is losing to Highlanders. This money is going to be given to exporters, to Zimplats, to Delta. So it's going to be given to the few companies that are still exporting. You surely can't accuse those companies of externalization. So you can say that to people who don't think, but not to people who think.
Gibbs.
So I think we've got another guest. Rejoice Ngwenya has been cut off temporarily. We've got Master Masimba Kuchera. He's an economic commentator, and he's with the Center for Disability and Development. Mr. Kuchera, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
No, very fine. How is Harare?
Harare is a bit cold and nippy today. Suddenly the weather has changed.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I think you can write.
Okay, Mr. Kuchera, of course, we are talking about the annual Boards of Governors meetings of the IMF and the World Bank, and also the state of Zimbabwe's economy. And do you think these meetings will be beneficial to Zimbabwe, Mr. Kuchera?
Sorry, can you ask the question again?
Yeah, the phones are a bit problematic, but I was saying that there are these annual meetings of the boards of governors of the IMF and World Bank that we understand are being attended by Mr. Chinamasa and Dr. Mangujika. So my question was, do you think they are going to benefit Zimbabwe in any way?
No, they are not going to benefit Zimbabwe, not because they can't, but because we have a problem with our governance system. Mm-hmm. So where we can derive a lot, we end up failing, not because there is nothing for us, but mm-hmm. because we bungle. For instance, when you take your children and grandchildren mm-hmm. to a
The line is a problem. I think we have to try and call Mr. Aguchera, but unfortunately, I think the same goes. That's why the level of calls is down. It's simply because the phones are a bit problematic. But please, just keep trying, Gibbs.
I think we've got a caller. Who is that guy?
Tafazwa Inengiambo Kata. Makadi Vamnyaradzi.
Yeah, we've got very serious challenges with our phones. So now, I think we've got a lot of messages on Facebook. And one of them is Big Mama Zola, who says, it's very clear where you are. We can hear you. Then Timothy Mwanjali says, he's there in Zimbabwe. He can hear us loud and clear. Then we've got Tazona Jacob Mafaro, who says, why should the country continue to borrow? I think it is okay with the lending institutions to keep their money, because we'll continue to be indebted. Let them keep their money. And then Kwaze says, how are you guys? Then we've got David Siampondo, who says, I'm worried on the security of the bond note. Some money changers start exchanging, say, for $20 for a $100 bond. How are they going to ensure this doesn't happen? Because I foresee it happening in Zimbabwe. Then we asked viewers and listeners to actually ask questions. And one of the people that has sent this question is David Siampondo, who says, my question is directed to Mr. Bidi, and the question is to do with bond notes. He says, do they have any expiry date? That's the first one, Mr. Bidi. And the second question that is posing is there a lifespan that these bond notes should take? So I think that's the same kind of question. So the question is, do these bond notes have any expiry date? Mr. Bidi?
Yes, Gibbs. This is a very key question that the listener is asking. If bond notes are a bond, and a bond is a legal instrument in respect of which the government borrows and gives you a piece of paper, a promissory note, a promise that I'll pay you on such a date, it's like a check. So if the bond notes are a security that is issued in terms of the Public Finance Management Act, yes, they will have tenure. They're like a treasury bill. So any treasury bill that is issued has got a date of redemption, either for 2 years or 3 years or for 5 years. So that's number one. Number two, that bond note now, that security, that treasury bills is not changeable. It's not freely interchangeable. It's not freely negotiable. So we beg the question to the Reserve Bank governor, what is this? If it's a bond, then it will have, it will have these special securitized features. It will have a duration or a tenure, and it's not interchangeable. So, for instance, if you take a check, for instance, you can't freely negotiate a check. And in fact, if you remember in the olden days of the check, once the check is crossed, it means that it's not negotiable. But if it's money now, if it's money, number one, money does not have a date, it does not have a duration. Number two, money is freely changeable. We have got US dollars now, millions of them. Chinese have got them, the South Africans have them. It is freely interchangeable. So it goes back to my initial position that there is going to be a problem with the legal definition of what this bond, and we are going to see this once the governor introduces it. But either way, there is a plethora of legal challenges, because if he calls it as an instrument, as he has been calling it today, then it has got special features. And one of the special features of an instrument is that, number one, it must have tenure. Number two, it is not freely interchangeable. If he calls it money, then he has to comply in particular with Section 49 of the Reserve Bank Act. So either way, the lawyers are going to have a field day. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. But talking about lawyers, Mr. Bidi, we know that Mrs. Mjuru lost her case, right, in the courts. So now,
What the court said to Mrs. Mjuru was that wait, the government might never introduce the bond note. So wait until it is introduced, then you can bring your challenge. So the court simply said your application has been premature. It did not rule on the legitimacy of the bond note. That must be understood.
Well taken. Thank you so much. Silomnumzana Dube enkayi lapha ecingweni. Baba Dube ungawutshona njani kunaphe enkayi? Baba Dube. Tembo Stemba la kuna hapo nga ungizwa pendula Baba Sizwe. Kwa yazani phone yahlupa wena.
Mhm.
Sithole nzima mhlaphla nje. Udube iphone angena.
Mhm.
Besithe nxa uzangena ngoba ngokuduba yabona.
Mhm.
Manje cha void.
Regati dzokere zvakare kuna vabiti. Vabiti vamwari kuti pada zvimwe zvirikuita kuti paunzwe mari dzodzi dzema bond notes kuti nyika yatarisana ne sarudzo. Pangave paine kudyidzana here ipa?
Chakaitika mkoma Gibbs, mkoma Blessing, deche kuti zani yaka nyanyo promisa zvinhu zvakawanda kumanifesto yavo ya 2013. Vabva mumanifesto mia mia, vakauya nechimwe chigwaro chenhando chinonzi Zim Asset. Makapromiswa zvimwe zvinhu zvakawanda. So mukatarisa manifesto mavo, vakapromisa kucreata 2.2 million jobs. Vakapromisa kuvaka ma district hospitals anopfuura 150. Vakapromisa kuvaka zvikoro ma primary schools anopfuura 500. Saka izvi zvinhu izvi zvinofanira kubhadharwa. US dollar hakuna, hamuna fresh money iri kuya ne foreign direct investment. So pachirungu vanofanira kuita inonzi monetize the election promise. They have to monetize the election promises. Asi mari yacho vasina. So kune vamwe vari mu government iyi vari kutofunga kuti they can monetize the Zimbabwean election promises. Their own election promises nokuisa a bond note, but the bond note hakuna economy kune imwe mutemo unonzi pachirungu Gresham's law. Gresham's law inotaura kuti kana uine mari svinu ukaintroducer mari isiri kwayo, mari svinu ino disappear, wosara nemari isina maturo. Ndo zvakaitika muna 2007 nemuna 2008. Zimbabwean dollar rakange risina maturo. Risina maturo vanhu vakaisa upfumi hwavo muma assets dzimba, vanhu vakaisa mari dzavo mu US dollar. Zvakapedzisira zvati Zimbabwean dollar ishaye value kusvika ini ndazoibvisa muna 2013. Up to now hatina Zim dollar. Igesham's law, mukaisa mari yakashata pane mari yakanaka. Mari yakashata inotsakatika. Ndo zvakaitika ini ndo zvichaitika.
Tinotenda vabiti. Vakuchera vanenge vadzoka tisati taenda kune mumwe muteereri. Vakuchera.
We are told here kuti
kunetsere. Gai tende kuna vamakoni. Vasimba makoni makadi. Aiwa tiripo ndimkoma Blessing, mkoma Jonga vari kuya muswitch 3 pa Diaspora Forum. Aiwa isitiri nani. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Hello.
Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu pamamiriro akaita zvinhu munyadzi zveupfumi.
Mamirira zvakaita parunyatsira dzanzani varuradzoda vanofungize shuwa. They want to they are repeating the very same mistake vakaita pavakambotipa mapepa vaiti mabond note and mabera check, I think.
Mabera checks, yeah.
Yeah, they are repeating the very same mistake, like they are not even educated. I don't know these guys. Are they educated? Look, zvinotaura vabitika zvine sense. Zvinonyatsonzwisisa kuti munhu akaenda kuchikoro, munhu akapurwa nepadhisi. And besides kupasa chete ka zvanopepirira kuti kuenda kwakuchikoro kwakuri kwekutoenda kwehondo chete, but kuchikoro kunoenderwa kureasona, even reasoning capacity chaiyo ka inobva kuchikoro. Haikona kuti munhu aita degree kana aita sekungoreasona chete ungotinoziva tiraita izvi guys. The whole country is saying no. Why are they persisting? No, tofana kuisa bond note iroro, whereas vanhu wese Zimbabwe yacho yese iri kuriramba. Minhu ndezvano Zimbabwe ndezvano PF kaisiye disu one. Yeah.
Saka point was sei apa mukoma Simba kugadzirisa nyaya yeupfumi?
Madiba.
Pangaitwe sei kugadzirisa nyaya yeupfumi wacho?
If the majority guy is saying no to bond note, then no. Yeah.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Simba.
Yeah, because mukadai zvitarisa ka vanhu vakaita varombo nenyaya yemazimari anongochinjwa mazipepa rinongopiwa nezano PF. Zano PF is not Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe it's us. One. Yo, we don't need a ruler. We need a leader in Zimbabwe. Whereas Zanu PF, they are ruling. They are not leading us anyway. Yeah.
Tinotenda zvikuru kwevasimba. Gibbs. I want to note that school. Gibbs, you heard from Simba Makoni there. He says that, you know, many people are rejecting the bond notes, and the government must not force people to accept them. And he's saying that this is a repeat of what happened under the governorship of one Gideon Gono.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying people lost their savings. And unfortunately, ZANU-PF is repeating the same mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't learn from history, you risk repeating it with all its imperfections. That's what he says ZANU-PF is doing, Gibbs.
Now, let's go back to Facebook, where we are live streaming right now. And Dioma Vinga writes, the biggest problem in Zimbabwe on bond notes is a crisis of absolute lack of public confidence in the sincerity of the Zimbabwe government. Without public confidence, it will be a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got a question now. Petra Mavave, or Mavave in Ndebele, what is a V-A? Is va. In Shona is va, right?
Sure. But for names, you can't say...
So what do I say? Mavave.
Mavave, yeah.
Okay. So Petra Mavave says, how many countries have successfully used bond notes? And please, can someone name them? Why is this government confident that this plan will work? Sounds like these people are making up things as they go along. Mr. Bidi, here's a question there. Your response.
Yeah, look. If you define the bond note to mean a debt instrument, which is securitized, every country in the world uses them. Every country in the world issues paper. It borrows money and it issues bonds. So if you define the bond, if you define bonds to mean a securitized instrument where the government borrows and issues promissory notes to its citizens, either in the form of treasury bills or different types of bonds, then every country in the world uses them. But if you define a bond note, the problematic definition, to mean some kind of currency, then there's no country in the world that has used them. You have your own currency, you call it money, and you trade either the renminbi, the yuan, the Zimbabwean dollar, the rand, the deutschmark, the euro, the pound, and so forth. So what they are doing is unprecedented. But I want to say something again from a purely economic position. When people dollarized as we did in 2009, it was not because the government was clever or I was clever. It was not because I was genius. I am not a genius at all. We dollarized because the people of Zimbabwe had passed a vote of no confidence in the Zimbabwean dollar. So it's a trust issue. It's what is called the broken down of the social contract. Mm-hmm. And I used it in the same philosophical context that has been used by scholars such as Thomas Hobbes. Now, because it's a trust thing, people don't forget. And when I'm talking about people, I'm talking about tens and tens of years. I'm talking of hundreds of years. That's why if you go back to history, there is no country which has dollarized, which has been able to de-dollarize. It's not possible because of trust. Panama tried to do it. Panama dollarized in 1904 and tried to de-dollarize.
Mm-hmm.
The most it could do was to retain its currency, but in parallel with the U.S. dollar. So there is no country in the world which has dollarized, which is able to de-dollarize. And that is the challenge the government faces. Once the social contract is broken down, and as I said, I use the word social contract in the philosophical manner it has been used by people like Jean-Jacques Rousseau, you cannot restore it. And that's the challenge that the government is facing. It won't happen. There's been a breach of trust. There's been a collapse in confidence. No one trusts ZANU-PF, and it won't happen. And mark my words, it won't happen.
Mm-hmm. In short, the government is assembling the plane as it flies.
Absolutely.
Yes,
or rearranging the deck when the Titanic is sinking.
Yeah, so then we've got Ubaba Mhlanga ecingweni lapha. Ubaba Mhlanga, khona apha eZimbabwe kunjani?
Kunjani,
uyaphila Mhlanga?
Ngiyaphila blessing unjani mfowethu?
Yeah, ukhuluma lo Gibbs lapha yini?
Oh, Gibbs unjani mfowethu?
Nomphile kakhulu mhlanga. Yeah, so ume njani umnodweli izoko lapha?
Ah, mfowethu.
Ah, usuchedile phela mhlanga. Buyela lapha ukukhona sigqalisa inqoqo yethu. Buyela sibi.
Ngithi umhlola lo usubona kulelizwe Gibbs.
Oh yeah. Uthoni kona apho Gibbs? Aha. So kodwa ubona ngazani ke kuya ngapi konoku nxa ukuthi ilizwe vele liyatatarika nxa sikhangela ke umnotho welizwe kuya ngapi konapho?
I think it dropped.
Oh, yeah. Singalise linking, yeah. What's want to ulobana konapho?
It's now amuka. Makadiva muka.
Ndinofara makadini mukoma Zulu.
Aiwa, ndizozo zvemuto wakumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ini chandinoona ndovona hangu kuti dambudziko reZimbabwe riri padivi rimwe chete. Zimbabwe yadhiwa kuti pano munhu wani anongozoona kuti iye ndiye chete ane pfungwa kwadzo. Dzakajeka dzinopinza kudarika dzevamwe vanhu vose. Munoziva maministers omuZimbabwe hapana anokwanisa kuita kushandisa hunyanzvi hwake nokuda kwokuti vanoudziwa zvokuita. Asaka izvo chero finance minister chero gavena havasi kushandisa hunyanzvi hwavo vanhu ava. Vari kushandisa kushandi kuvanoudziwa zvokuita nomunhu mumwe chete. Zvinova izvo zvisingadiwi. Kana ukati unotsvaga finance minister unoita unosarudza gurukota, gurukota rasarudzwa iro ngarichishanda richihora zvichindirana nokushanda kwaro, kuti kwete kuti iwe unongoti roudziwa zvokuita richitora mari yehurumende. Zvinhu zvisina kunaka izvozvo. Saka izvezvizvi hapana kana njere dzokuti vakashandisa vana vamanguja. Vana manguja vanofunga kudarika zvavari kuitisiwa izvi. Vana vachinamasa vanofunga kudarika zvavari kuitisiwa izvi, asi kuti vanoshandiswa nomunhu mumwe chete unoda zvido zvake chete. Izvozvi chavakudosira kuti mari dzatozotumira kana kukanzi kwava nebhondi noti kumusha, ndikatumira chero 1,000 rand inosvika yotogwa yoitoshanda, yati ndiyo mari chaiyo, wopiwa bepa risina zvarinosevenza. Zvinhu zvino zvisingabetseri isusu vanhu vanoshanda vari kunze. Ehe, saka hazvina zvazvinotombobatsira zvese zviri kuitwa nehurumende yedu zvokuti vanotiunzira dzimwe mari dzisinganzwisiki. Zvavakaitazve Gwendo Gwapfuura akapiswa mapepa namapepa achinopiswa muzisco still muya. Zvaitoita kuti kambani inodzokera sure, vanhu vaipisamo vanga vachihora mari yezisco still. Asi nemakambani mazi Swift achitakura mazi bhiera achinopisiwa ikoko, zvaitodzosera nyika pasi. Zvinova izvo zvavanoda kudzokerora futi izvizvi. Vanozviitire kava kundikana kunga vakukundikana vosiyana nazvo, kopindawo vamwe kwoitwa sarudzo dzakajeka, kwete zvokuda kuramba wakaita setirinaponi yanama. Zvinotorwadza izvi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamhuka.
Aiwa, maita enyu basa baba vaZulu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, are you heard from Mr. Mukade is saying that he believes that Zimbabwe is a one-man band. Only one man is in charge. You know, all the ministers that are there, the decisions are made for them. He does not believe that they are using their intelligence. So, as a result, he says this is why things are not moving. And, you know, he's also complaining about leaders, you know, who do not want to have term limits. You know, he talked about this in a clever way.
Yes.
But of course, as they say, There is an African proverb that says, if a cop stays for too long, it will chase away mourners.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you see, you know, for politicians.
Mm-hmm.
If they stay for too long, you know, what happens? You know, some say that politicians are like diapers.
Mm-hmm.
They both need constant changing and both for the same reasons.
Yeah, of course.
Interesting.
Very interesting. So, sike sizwe-ke ugodlwayo usecingweni lapha. Baba Godlwayo, unjani?
Hayi, saphilile uDipsy.
Ubonike. Ye, nathi udaba Godlwayo.
Ngiyaluza udaba madoda, ngike ngayibeka le ndaba ngathi konke la madoda la avele barika amali. Mina ngikutsho ukuthi ngama-elections lawana abakhona ngo-2013. Hayi, barika i-selection. Khathesi abasebenzise the same trick barige ilokhuzeni i-economy, which is not possible khathesi. And the other biggest problem is ZANU-PF now is it's fighting for legitimacy. Hello?
Yeah,
you are not legitimate. They forced themselves onto the people. They forced it to rule the people. So right now, we must call my economy of Zimbabwe. I will say that we call my economy in the United States. We have not economy to talk about as we talk right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Zimbabwe, when you talk of economy, people like, I don't want to mention names, they were campaigning for ZANU-PF. They are going to create so many millions of jobs. But the opposite happened. So many millions plus jobs have been destroyed by ZANU-PF. Ubiti, we are there, I will say, Konapo, the Mumbai, Ubiti, which is putting it in the right way. Any economy that is dollarized in the world is not easy to de-dollarize. Aulula. More as it is going to so Katas in Nina Lao, Umdan's credit for Nice, not very asphalt will understand that he is intact. Sifuna idola ngoba we have lost confidence ngoba lokhana ama-billions and the trillions which died into the bank. The wound is still too fresh. All the savings of the people were eroded. So at the end of the day, do they want us to have confidence in them? You know, like 200 million trees are buya, the next thing that is going to happen about that man is going to be, as soon as it arrives, the following day, it is going to be externalized.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that is going to happen. Because lapha ukusela ekusokusenzakala lapha eDube. Akusela mthwele enhloni. Inhloni sebekophela ezihlahleni lapha. Sebetshontsha openly. Ukuthi lami madoda esamsanda siyangena ethilini. Lapha sami siyangena ethilini. So there's no control. You see, the situation in ZANU-PF about the economy and about corruption, let me put it this way. Let me try to be vulgar and bitter. Umuntu ufana nomuntu othole umuntu esenza into yokuthembi lomfazi womuntu. Ukuthi ungangiceba lami ngiyakhuluma lokhu kwakho. That's the situation esikhona. So at the end of the day, ngiqedelele khona lapho elikhona. I-economy madoda vele singakhulumi ngayo. And lapha sikhona sisiya ku more than 2008. That's where we are going to suffer again. Thank you very much.
Hayi, ufakile sibili Godlwayo, siyabonga kakhulu. Ungadinwa kusasa uphenduke futhi.
Okay,
libe nimfonela madoda. Yeah, ujalo kudlala sakuthinta.
Okay.
So that was Mr. Godlwayo saying that you know, everything starts from that thing that was done in 2013. He calls it a thing, He doesn't call it an election. He says it was a selection of leaders. Because he says it was totally rigged and all those kind of things. Those are allegations and we cannot vouch for them. So then he says ZANU-PF is currently fighting for legitimacy. And in that fight, it is losing a lot of things. One of them is the economy. Jobs are just being lost left, right, and center. And he also commended PD for mentioning that, you know, it's difficult to de-dollarize any economy. And then what was interesting was he said, you know, the $200 million from Afrizim Bank is going to be looted the moment it lands in Zim. He says, what we remain in Zimbabwe are only mere papers, you know, that there's that money around. But that money will be externalized. He says, all this is because of corruption. So he says, corruption is just tearing that country apart, you know.
Mr. Biti, let's talk about the way forward here. You have what many saying is an intransigent government. You have a worsening economic crisis. what is the end game? What is going to happen? And can this be resolved?
Look, I think that left on their own, ZANU-PF are just going to plunge Zimbabwe and Zimbabweans into greater depths of despair and suffering. We are already witnessing it now. 79% of our people are now living in extreme poverty, surviving on less than 35 cents a day. The levels of urban poverty are shocking. What is going on in the townships like Makokova, like Kuwadzana, like Kaudzi Park, like Dubuladzimu is just shocking. The levels of social dislocation, prostitution, domestic violence, divorces, even Mugabe was complaining about divorces the other day, are increasing. But my point of departure with Mugabe is that he doesn't know that he himself personally is the cause of those divorces and the social breakdown. The levels of social ills like children being pulled out from schools, child marriages, child rapes, and all kinds of bohemian behavior, it is increasing in our society. But I think the more interesting question is, what is the way forward? In my respectful view, we need a solution that is holistic and inclusive. Part of our problem in the last 15 years is that we've always thought that elections are a solution, but elections on their own are not a panacea. Elections are needed, but elections on their own are not a panacea. They don't solve anything. So since 1980, we've had 12 elections in this country, but none of those elections have brought anything. That means to say we've had an election in every 3 years. You have heard us talk about the National Transitional Authority. We submit that we need an interim transitional arrangement that is programmatic, that will look after a number of key issues, including just making sure that there is no war in Zimbabwe, including, number two, restoring the social contract, because the social contract or trust has been broken down in this country. And the program of restoring the social contract will include the program of national healing and the program of transitional justice. Number three is the issue around the economy. And let me speak on what needs to be done on the economy. Number one, I don't believe ZANU-PF can manage this economy. It's not possible. It's not possible for a minister of ZANU-PF to run the economy, because in the language of the minister of ZANU-PF minister, the word no doesn't exist. And if you are a ZANU-PF minister and you can't say no to ZANU-PF, you can't say no to President Mugabe when he demands 6 million for traveling, then you are in trouble. So we surely have to have new hands on the deck. And these new hands on the deck must attend to the following issues around the economy. Number one, macroeconomic stability, living within once means eating what you kill. Number two, attending to public sector reform, cutting down the size of the public sector. Number three, repealing the Indigenization and Empowerment Act. Number four, attending to reform of state enterprises. Number five, attending to the challenges of our competitiveness. Number six, crafting a new Diamond Act and a new law dealing with our mines and minerals. Number seven, putting a full stop to the land question by making sure that farmers have got title deeds which they can go and borrow in other companies. Number nine, the key question of gross capital formation, making sure that we attend to the deficit of our railway, of our power, and so forth. Number 10, making sure that we create social safety nets and we look after the poor. So that's on the economy. That's on the economy. Next is, of course, the issue of unfinished business of constitutional reform. Next is harmonizing our constitution, our laws to the constitution. Next is the issue of electoral reform. That speaks for itself. Next is the issue of security sector transformation. That speaks for itself. Next is the issue of rebuilding strong institutions, including the judiciary in Zimbabwe. And next is the issue of proper re-engagement, including requesting the Americans to repeal the Zimbabwe Democracy Recovery Act. And of course, the symbolic re-entry into the Commonwealth. So you need a complete package. Once you've got that complete package, we can go to an election where Zimbabweans are free to choose a man and a woman of their own choice to run this country. But without this transition, without this interim, either we'll go to war or we'll have a coup or we will continue struggling in this huge ocean of mediocrity and inertia that Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF have sentenced the people of Zimbabwe to. That is the way forward. And I'm glad that President Tsvangirai agreed with us on the NTA when he spoke in Bulawayo on Saturday.
Thank you, Mr. Biti. Please do stay on the line. Regatiende kunamkoma vabande makadi. Aiwa tiripo edu muno aona sei mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyadze zvoupfumi.
Ndikuona panya yebolipo yebodi note iya imwe chete. Inyaya yekuti izvo ZANU-PF mamiriro ayo haisi kutarisa zvese, asi ini ndikuona vari kuitora political strategy in the sense yekuti kuisa kwavari kuita bodi note vari kuzviziva kuti harina kwarinoenda, asi chavari kugadzira chete vari kuda kubata pfungwa dzevanhu takanangana ne-2018 election. Apo vachiitira kuti ipo zvino pavakariisa iko zvino kusvika 2018 vanhu vanenge vaita kunga vadzikamiswa nekuti vanenge vachiti mari iripo, asi vanhu vanozoona after election kuti mari hapana. Saka izvozvo ipolitical strategy yavo yavari kushandisa chete kuti varobhe vanhu pfungwa chete, asi ivo vari kuzviziva kuti hapana kwazviri kuenda.
Saka kana zvikazoramba kushanda munoona panozoita sei manje?
Kushanda kwaro hapana kwarinoshanda richienda, asi kuti vana vezimbabwe tsega tisi tiri kubatwa kumeso, zvinotoda kuti mumwe namumwe anyatse kuvhura pfungwa azive kuti inyaya chete yekuti tikuda kuvharwa nenyaya yekuti tiri kuti mari hakuna. Saka tikuda kuvharwa kuti tizini mari yapo, tosvika pakunovhota tichiti zvinhu zvanaka, soon after that mari yayo bvayaparara sezvazvakaita futi pamabhira chek, tofara tochema futi for another 5 years ivo vachitonga. Saka it's a political strategy yavari kushandisa chete, ivo vari kuziva kuti hapana kwazvinoenda.
Saka pogadziriswa sei semaonero enyu vabande?
Nyaya yemabhondi noti ingaimire Zimbabwe, ngatimirei tese, even wekumadare ngavamire nechokwadi kuudza vane vezimbabwe kuti izvi hazviiti kuti Zimbabwe irege kuramba ichipinda mudambudziko rakadaro, nekuti hapana chinonziri mari iyo isiri mari. Wobvisa US kuti paisire bhondi noti, zvakaitika zvinhu takazoona zvikaitika, hapana chakabuda. And externalization iri kutosimuka very soon, very soon muri kuona kuti izvezvo vari kuchinja mari mitano vashoma, asi muchaona kuti pachapinda mabhondi ava vanhu vanonga kuchinja mari vakawa anda, because munhu anenge ari kuda kutora US achipa munhu mapepa. US ndo rinoshanda kunohodha vanhu vari kuhodha kunze nevanhu vari kutsvaga zvavari kutsvaga. Ndosaka vakavhara kuti hapana ari kuenda kunohodha kunze, kuitira kuti vaedze kutsimbirira munhu wese kuti anga achishandisa bond note muno muZimbabwe, asi ivo vanotora mari dzese, nekuti ndo dzavanodzidzisa vana vavo kuzvikoro zviri kunze, ndo kwavanoenda kuzvipatara kunze, havaendi nebond note. Saka that is political strategy chete yekubata kumeso, but hapana kwatinoenda.
Tinotenda zvikuru vabande nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Gibbs, you heard from yes. Mr. Bande there. He's saying people are simply being hoodwinked by ZANU-PF. This bond note thing is not going to work.
Now I've got Thompson Ngamlilo on Facebook who's saying Zimbabwe's economic situation is dire and will take more than a visit to IMF and World Bank offices in Washington, D.C. to resuscitate it. The solutions to Zimbabwe's economic woes are not in London, Paris, Berlin or Washington, D.C., but in Harare. Where there is a problem, there lies a solution. Then I've got a question here from Mayombe Pepe Taylor, who says, why not join the Rand Union? We've got a few seconds, Mr. Bidi. That question, why not join the Rand Union?
It's a fantastic question. I tried to join the Rand Monetary Union in July of 2010. And ironically, people fought me as if I suggested that we should join some satanic cult. They really fought me. At that time, it made sense. At that time, it made sense. Now it doesn't make sense. And I'll tell you why it doesn't make sense. Now our macroeconomic figures are now so
Unfortunately, Mr. Biti, we've run out of time. We'll continue that conversation at some time. Thank you so much to our listeners, our viewers, and our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers, and of course, former finance minister and PDP leader, Mr. Tendai Biti. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.